This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainians on Wednesday marked 31 years since they broke free from the Russia-dominated Soviet Union in what is certain to be a day of subdued but defiant celebrations, overshadowed by fears of new Russian missile attacks. Ukraine's Independence Day, which falls 6 months since Russia's February 24th invasion, has this year taken on hallowed significance for Ukrainians. President Volodymyr Zelensky warned late on Tuesday of the possibility of, quote, repugnant Russian provocations and brutal strikes by Moscow to cast a pall over what he said was an important day for all Ukrainians. Officials have banned public gatherings in the capital, Kyiv, and imposed a hard curfew in the eastern city of Kharkiv, which has weathered months of shelling on the front lines. Many government officials have been ordered to work from home. Ukraine broke free of the Soviet Union in August 1991, and an overwhelming majority of Ukrainians voted in a referendum to declare independence. Zelensky has not disclosed details of how the government will mark the public holiday for security reasons. He said he would be rewarding people such as railway personnel, emergency service workers, electricians, drivers, artists, and those in the media. Authorities urged people to take air raid warnings seriously and seek shelter when sirens sound. Moscow calls the invasion a special military operation to demilitarize its smaller neighbor. Ukraine and its Western allies accuse Russian President Vladimir Putin of an unprovoked imperial-style war. This is VOA News.